Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back here on Metal Shop, and right now I have a man who's going to be here on Valentine's Day. Very romantic. It's Sean Peck, vocalist for Cage, Death Dealer, Dennis Sherman, Warrior, and one of the three vocals for a supergroup known as the Three Tremors, featuring Tim Ripper Owens, ex-member of Judas Priest, Iced Earth, Charred Walls of the Damned, so many more, and also Harry the Tyrant Conklin from Jagdpanzer, Satan's Host, Titan Force. Dude, Three Tremors. Obviously, it's a little bit of a play for the three tenors. It's pretty fun. What brought you guys together? Can we get a little bit of background? Like, how long did you guys have this in mind to make this supergroup?
Well, you know, it's amazing that a lot of people don't know that this was originally supposedly the idea of supposed to be Bruce Dickinson, Rob Halford, and then either Dio or Jeff Tate was supposed to be the third guy.
Yeah, I saw something about that. I wasn't quite sure the history of it, though.
Yeah, this was, you know, they supposedly were going to do a record. And then for one reason or another, they never did it. So it's kind of like the heavy metal world got deprived of like something that was could have been incredible. You know, I mean, before I became a singer, I just fell in love with the whole heavy metal sound
and, of course, yeah.
You know, over the top arenas full of, you know, lasers, fire, leather and studs, and just, you know, super powerful music. As a kid, I just was fascinated by it. And then I started singing in bands and, mm-hmm. and now, you know, up to this point. So that, you know, we came at this from a fan standpoint, and I'm always trying to innovate in the idea department for heavy metal, because if you innovate musically too much, it really loses the essence of just, you know, what raw, you know, old school heavy metal is. And mm-hmm. so I was sitting there one day going, you know, they're never going to complete this heavy metal prophecy, this urban legend.
Absolutely, yeah.
So why don't we do it, and why don't I bring together the 2019 version of with, you know, who I thought were the two best vocalists of the day. And, you know, thankfully, Harry and Tim agreed to do it. And now I'm just trying to keep pace with those dudes, because those guys are absolutely just phenomenal, especially people that aren't familiar with Harry Conklin from Jagdpanzer. I mean, they're an underground heavy metal band.
They're awesome. Yeah. Years.
Yeah. Well known in Europe. And, but that guy is just an insane machine of a vocalist. I mean, in any genre, I mean, he can bury anybody in any genre. Celine Dion, line him up. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. And then Ripper goes without saying. So like I said, you know, I don't think I would have been the third tremor unless I had created the band. So that's how I got in the club.
So is it safe to say it's your brainchild?
Kind of. I mean, it's, you know, it's not really a ripoff. It's kind of just a tribute to, you know, a fulfilling of the prophecy. That's why
totally,
we kept
yeah.
that name. We trademarked the name. I mean, this supposedly was just an idea, but we have all the rights to everything. But that being said, man, if Bruce Dickinson and Halford wanted to do it, we would more than be happy to give them the permission to do it. Then we could tour as the Six Tremors. How about that?
Hey, there you go, man. Sounds good, dude. So I got to ask you, man, like the self-titled record is out. You're going to be here in Seattle at El Corazon for an all-ages show on Valentine's Day this coming Thursday. Three big, awesome, huge voices on stage. I got to assume, is there any kind of like healthy competition, any kind of, you know, healthy competition there in the band?
Not really. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, for people that are heavy metal fans, I mean, this is a very unique experience, man. It's not just like a gimmick, like we're dressing in like Star Wars costumes
yeah.
and playing metal songs or something. I mean, it's a gimmick, but it's like, you know, used to its full power. So you've never seen anything like this before. I mean, these songs were written, you know, with overlaps and harmonies and stuff. And the band behind us is just, you know, awesome to watch. And their head whips, and the drummer is one of the best drummers, you know, in the country. He's just incredible visually and as he performs. So there's a lot going on, and there's plenty of high notes. So we're kind of just, you know, whoever is feeling it at the moment. We got it down pretty tight, but every night's a little bit different because,
nice,
you know, one guy will decide to like, hey, man, I'm going to take this one here. And we look at each other and go, okay, yeah, you go for that one. So, yeah, there's no real competition because we've been booking like quite a lot of shows. The last tour we did, we had one stretch where we did 11 shows in a row.
Nice.
And for this kind of singing, you know, that would be considered suicide. But since there's three of us, we're able to spread the love a little bit so that we can just keep rocking, you know, night after night. But it's a phenomenal show. So just for the people that are listening, and it's cool that it's all ages too, because I love, you know, playing for the younger crowd.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah. This is, you know, we play the entire album, all 12 songs live. And then we also play, you know, we play one song from Cage, one song from Jack Panzer.
Nice.
And then we do a couple from, you know, Tim's history. And then we do some, you know, some Judas Priest stuff that's just like, you know, you've never heard Painkiller like this before, let me tell you.
Yeah, with three huge voices like that. That's awesome, man. So I got to ask you, man, like you just mentioned, you know, you love having little kids there in the audience and seeing maybe their first metal show. What was the first metal band you ever saw live?
The first metal show I ever saw was Dio and Dokken.
Wow.
In Anchorage, Alaska.
Is that where you're from?
I live, you know, I went to high school up there. I lived there 10 years and then I moved down to San Diego. But,
okay.
You know, Dio and Dokken, and I was totally into Dokken. The Tooth and Nail album was just ripping.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know that much about Dio, you know, and I wasn't, you know, necessarily a huge fan of the Dio album. I knew, you know, Rainbow in the Dark and Last in Line and stuff. But, you know, Dokken just blew my mind that night, man. I was just freaking out. And, you know, the Dio came on and Dio was ripping it up. And they had these killer laser projections that he was doing. You know, we were there just going, oh, my God. But we met these two, you know, really hot chicks. So we left early for the Dio set.
Nice.
And we took them to a place called Thunderbird Falls. And the rest is history. And that's how I fell in love with heavy metal.
That sounds like an awesome night. Dio meeting some hot chicks, going to Thunderbird Lane. And it's all
Thunderbird Falls, man.
Thunderbird
I never
Falls.
Forget it, man.
It's all uphill or downhill from there, whichever way you look at it, right?
Yeah, I mean, that set me up on my metal journey, and it was fantastic, man.
So who do you think, like, really inspired you? What was your, like, big inspiration to become a metal vocalist?
Well, the first song that got me into it was Ozzy's You Can't Kill Rock and Roll.
Nice.
I don't know, something, you know, I was all into frickin' Blondie and Flock of Seagulls and the Cars.
Okay.
Which I still love all that stuff today, you know, really killer songs. And then You Can't Kill Rock and Roll, Ozzy, Diary of a Mammoth, something about that song, man. I just, like, listened to it over and over. Then I did the whole album. Then I hit the Scorpions. And then someone turned me on to Judas Priest, and I was just like, oh, my God. And then, you know, so I was in high school just, you know, running around my bedroom, you know, singing air guitar and what every kid does, posters on the walls.
Yes.
And I moved to San Diego, went to San Diego State, you know, and then I would kind of get up and sing, like, if there'd be a band playing, I go, hey, can I sing like Born to Be Wild or something?
Nice.
Paranoid.
Yeah.
I think was the first two songs that I did. And I just thought that, you know, learning to play guitar was way too much work. So I would just become a singer. I didn't have any singing, you know, I didn't know if I could sing. I didn't have any singing, you know, I wasn't in choir.
Yeah.
Or anything, but I'm like, you know, I was a class clown kind of guy, and I made a lot of funny voices. So, you know, I just gradually kind of taught myself, and then, you know, just kept working on it and gradually, you know, developed my own style. And, unfortunately I learned that being a singer is, you know, even worse than being a drummer in a band, because, you know, everyone else is partying all night on tour and you got to be a little, you know, like, hey, I got to get some sleep, you know, let me drink some water. You got to, you know, this kind of singing requires you got to be in top form, you know.
Can't always be drinking whiskey and smoking cigs all night.
Yeah, and everyone else is just raging, and you're just like, okay, can you hand me another bottle of water? So, it definitely is not from that standpoint the funnest thing to do. But man, getting up there in front of the crowd and like letting loose with some, you know, laser beams out of your mouth that make people's jaws drop, and there's nothing like that feeling.
I like that, laser beams, man. That's visual, man. So obviously, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Sean Peck. He's a vocalist for Cage, Death Dealer, Dennis Sherman, Warrior, and of course, coming this Thursday on Valentine's Day, we are going to see the Three Tremors. And I gotta ask you, dude, like, what other projects? How many projects are you in aside from Three Tremors? Does that cover it all?
Well, it's so funny because I used to be just Cage was the only band I was in. I mean, the backing band is Cage.
Okay.
You know, we have seven albums out.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Judas Priest on steroids thing. That's where I met Tim. Is with Cage opened for Judas Priest twice when he was with him. So, you know, that was a big, big thing for us. Priest is pretty much my favorite band. So, Cage has been the main band, but then I did, the band Death Dealer with Ross the Boss from Manowar with two albums out. So that one, we have a third album out, coming out probably by the end of the year.
Nice.
People listening, Death Dealer is another, you know, really aggressive, you know, American kind of power metal thing. The first two albums are, I love those first two albums. Every song is fantastic. So definitely check those out. Then, of course, the Warrior thing, I just did a couple shows with them.
Okay.
But it was really fun. You know, we played the first album in its entirety, which is their big, you know, that was the one that really put them on the map.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Every time I run into this player all the time, he's like, dude, you know, Warrior, we got to do this. So maybe something will happen with that one day. And then Dennis Sherman, those are the two guys from Merciful Fate. You know, people that know King Diamond, King Diamond's band before King Diamond was Merciful Fate. You know, those guys are like, you know, legends. And so getting into the band with them and being chosen out of, you know, a million people that would have wanted to sing for them was a real big thrill for me, being a King Diamond and Merciful Fate fan. I mean, if the first time they were playing, you know, my friend turned me on to the Merciful Fate albums. If you would have told me, like, dude, you'll be singing with these guys one day, I would have just been like, you know, mind blown. So those two albums that came out on Metal Blade were fantastic, and we became really, really good friends. On this Three Tremors tour, the last show we did was in Copenhagen.
Nice.
And Michael Denner got up on stage, and we did Curse of the Pharaohs and Black Funeral.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Three Tremors. So that was really cool. So, you know, I hope that we'll be working on a new album sometime in the future. Michael's doing like an album, and Hank's doing a solo album. So after those cycle, I'm hoping that we'll get something going together on that. And then, there's a couple other, you know, Cage is probably going to do another record soon here. We're going to probably immediately start working on a second Three Tremors record once this U.S. tour stops.
Damn, dude. Sounds like you're busy as hell.
Yeah, there's tons of work. But, I might guest vocal for a band on a festival this summer called Tyrant. They used to be in the metal underground. If you look them up on YouTube, they used to be kind of a thing back in the 80s, and I might do that. And then there's actually a couple other bands that have asked me, you know, if I'd be interested in singing for one reason or another. And one of them, I can't reveal who it is, but they're an 80s band that had some success, and they've had some really big recent success with their new album. And I'm a big fan of theirs. So maybe, I mean, not like I got room for another band, but it's so funny.
Why not?
I had one band for like 20 years. I never did any, you know, I didn't really feel the need to do anything else because I was satisfied with everything. And then all of a sudden I'm like everywhere and whatever, you know, it's just fun. I love performing and I love writing songs. And so it's just, you know, it's all for the glory of steel and the fun of it.
Coolest job ever, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you have any final words for the Northwest audience, man, before we see you on Thursday and Valentine's Day at Elcor Zone?
Everyone needs to bring their girlfriend to the show.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, I promise you the show is going to blow your mind. I mean, you know, when we went on tour, there were people that would come up to us like, can we talk with you for a second? These German guys with, you know, battle vests and a million patches saying, I have seen over 1,000 shows and this was freaking amazing.
That's awesome.
I mean, even the harshest skeptics and critics were just blown away by this thing. So this is definitely something unique, and you know, It's a revival of the old school of heavy metal. Like I said, you know, that's how we grew up on it. We grew up on, you know, heavy metal. There was no such thing as too much.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, you know, oh, I'm exhausted by this record. There was no, nothing like that, man. You know, metal was, it was where you went to, you know, have things that were over the top. And with this record, you know, most of these supergroups, they never live up to their billing. You know, every time there's a supergroup album or a project album, it's just like, okay. And it's never, you know, it never delivers. And with this album, you know, I didn't want any of that. I wanted first the people know that this was a band and not a project.
Yeah.
We've already done a, you know, a tour, and we're doing our second tour now. And then I also wanted them to just, you know, you're going to, you see this cover with the three of us in this, you know, crazy scenario.
Oh, it's epic.
And it sounds like the cover looks. You know,
that's awesome.
These songs are not introspective about, you know, how you feel about things. These are songs about, you know, killing vampires, war, Jack the Ripper, you know, stuff like that. It's, metal's meant to be an escape and not a, you know, not a big, but a bunch
it's
of
not emo.
You know, deep. Yeah, not a bunch of deep thought and, you know, that introspection crap. So we wanted the music, not only topically, but sonically to, you know, you're looking at these three singers that are just like, you know, monsters, and you will not be disappointed. If you're looking for vocal acrobatics and just like, you know, Halford on his best day over and over and over, like this is what you get with every song. And the fans of, you know, for, that love this kind of music have just absolutely embraced it. And the album comes out February 22nd.
Sorry, I thought it was already
Well, it's out in Europe, but they delayed the U.S. release because they wanted, you know, that it was doing so well in Europe, they wanted to make sure they had it everywhere. So officially it's out on the 22nd, but you can, you know, order it on iTunes and Amazon. It just came up on iTunes. It just went on iTunes yesterday, actually.
That's awesome.
So everybody go to iTunes and Amazon and pre-order it. There's vinyl. And then our website, thethreetremors.com, thethreetremors.com. On the store link, there's all kinds of crazy, like, packages with, you know, we have trading cards and so much cool merch, you know, with the vinyls and the shirts and bottle openers and flags and just tons of cool stuff. There's a really cool Extreme Scream package there available that's an insane value. So we did a lot of great pre-orders. The album's going to be out soon in North America. And we have a music video that's out and another one that comes out after the release. And I think we're going to do a third video. So there's two lyric videos and we're going to have three music videos. So, I mean, we got just tons of material coming out. And again, it's a revival of the old school, man. You know, this is no holds barred. You're never going to see a show like this again. So I've never played Seattle, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Dude, it's going to be awesome, man. We're going to be there in full effect again this Thursday. Metal Shop presents the Three Tremors live on Valentine's Day. It's going to be awesome. We're going to play a song called Invaders from the Sky. This is a good one, and this is the single we've been playing here on the show. Sean, we will see you on Thursday, man. Thank you very much, and horns up.
All right, dude. Thanks for having me. All right, we'll see you, Seattle. Come out, man. Bring everybody you know. It's going to be insane.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.